Well, just about an hour ago, we had another siren here in Jerusalem. It's the second one since the fighting began a week ago. And that just to highlight how dramatic it is, Jerusalem is about 80 kilometers, about 50 miles away from the Gaza Strip. That was previously thought to be out of the range of the Gaza rocket launchers. Last Friday caught everybody off guard. Nobody believed they had a rocket that could reach that long. Today, people are more aware of the capability, but still shocked. We saw people out the window here when the sirens wailed, running for cover, jumping out of buses and street rails, and everybody running for cover. Police later said that the rocket exploded south-east of the city, and no one was wounded. But still, again, Israel's capital under fire again, and people here still shocked by that happening.
And Aaron, how is the pending visit by U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton being received in Israel?
Well, the expectation here now, especially with that word, is that there is an expectation that a ceasefire may be near. We've been talking for the last 24 hours that pretty much Israel was at a situation where they're either going to press for a ceasefire now, or if they cannot stop the rocket fire, the other possibility was expanding the operation by taking a ground offensive into Gaza. Today we have a cascade of foreign diplomats arriving here. The German foreign minister, the UN general secretary is here right now. And tonight it'll be Hillary Clinton who comes in. The word we're getting here, even though it's not official, is that she's going to try and close the deal. We've heard already from Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi that he estimates that the fighting will end within a few hours. And people keeping their fingers crossed that a week of fighting will come to an end tonight.
Aaron Heller, stay safe, and thank you for continuing to follow this and checking in with us regularly from Jerusalem. Again, he's AP correspondent Aaron Heller.